الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are again blessed. We should make lot of shukr, appreciate that Allah has blessed us with the month of Rajab. And in one sequence, this is the first month of the 4 months of Ashhur-e-Hurum. This is one which will be followed with Shaban, Ramadan, and Shawwal, and then the other 3 months of Ashhur-e-Hurum, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. The 7 month period is a great period for the believers, the season for the believers, which we all should have been looking for very, very eagerly, and that it's here now to make the best, to make the most out of it. And the dua, Allah Ta'ala, give us all tawfiq, hopefully we are already all reading it. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. You can see how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so passionate about this period as well. That 2 months in advance he started making dua. That Allah give us barakat in the month of Rajab. And the month of Rajab is full of barakat, that we must acquire that barakat. It mustn't just be passing like a cloud passes over our head and we did not get any water, any rahmat from that cloud. It is here with us and it is up to us to take the full benefit from it. And the other dua also we should be reading, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe, keep us protected, keep us healthy in every way. Oh Allah, bless us with the coming of Ramadan. Let us be ready for it. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And the month of Ramadan, make it also come to us in a way that we are also, that the month of Ramadan, there aren't any other obstacles, any other problems, that we can take the full benefit of it. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And also whatever we gain, oh Allah, let that be in our account forever in the future. Accept it fully, what you give us in the month of Ramadan. So this is a very, very great month. And the first night of Ramadan, ulama have written, du'as are readily accepted. And the roza also of the first of Ramadan is very, very valuable also. For this month, the Mi'raj, the accepted famous date is the 27th of Rajab, of the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this heralds in 2 great things. One is the namaz, 5 times namaz, which we should pay full attention to and make our namazes properly. And the other is the Mi'raj itself, which is a great, great imani booster. That with our mind, with our logic, we can never fathom and understand. And only with our mind, we won't be able to accept Mi'raj. It is only on the basis of iman and yaqeen that we can accept. So we should boost our iman with this great occasion. It is an occasion to make our iman strong. That we are not seeing is believing, but and hearing is deceiving. But hearing is believing and seeing is deceiving. We hear and we accept the Mi'raj. Sayyidina Abu Bakr got the great title of Siddiq when he accepted that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he had made Mi'raj in those few moments, or it might have taken a long, long time, the Mi'raj. As one great alim states, that Allah Ta'ala made the whole system of the world come to a standstill. The Mi'raj took its normal course, how long it takes to travel from Makkah Sharif to Baytul Muqaddas, from there to the 7 heavens, meeting with Allah Ta'ala, all that, a very long journey. But Allah made the system of the world to come to a standstill. And there were other occasions also when Allah did that, He made the system of the world come to a standstill. That, and Allah's Qudrat is far beyond that also. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So anyway, this is also a great occasion of this Mi'raj and of Namaz, which cannot be emphasized enough. And this month, the barakat of the month of Rajab, in one aspect, it appears also that it is this great Namaz which Allah has given us. Anyway, ulama have written, Kashifatul Qulub, it is mentioned that the word Rajab is from Tarjeeb, and that means to honor. That this is an honorable month, and whoever apply themselves in ibadat also become greatly honored. So the ibadat of this month, nothing really fixed as such, but it appears that making tawbah is one special ibadat of this month. Not fixed with any time or any place, but during this month we should try and make tawbah istighfar. Another great ibadat of this month is fasting, to try and keep as many fasts as possible. They have got great, great value. And if we will apply ourselves in this month, then we will become honorable in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And another name of it is Al-Asr, that is fast flowing. That is the rahmat of Allah ta'ala, the flow of the mercy of Allah is heavily increased in this month. Allah's rahmat is flowing, so we should take advantage of it. Like we find some places where farmers, their water, they get supplied by a canal, and that the term turn comes of the farmers for everyone a different time. Somebody's turn comes 2 o'clock in the morning, and for 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever his turn is, at that time he can take water. If he sleeps in that time, he will lose out completely. If he's awake and he goes and he takes the water and he irrigates his farm, then he will get his crops, and then all his expenses will be paid. He will make profit. But a person who sleeps, he will lose everything. So this is also the month in which the mercy, great mercies of Allah are flowing. If we are going to sleep away, not pay attention, not take advantage, it will go, the mercies will carry on, but we won't get a share of it. Allah tabarak ta'ala give us acceptance, inshallah. And in this month, the light of acceptance descends on the abideen. This is a month where particular nur of Allah ta'ala, nur of acceptance, comes on those people who engage in their ibadat. Whether it is tawbah istighfar, whether it is tilawah dhikr, whether it is du'as, whether it is rozas, the nur of acceptance descend in this month. This month is also known as al-asab, that is the death. That like one particular rule for the Ashur-e-Hurum, that there will be no fighting in that month. So all the, in our times, bombs falling, etc., it's a death month, you won't hear all that. In those days, when they should go to war, they should beat the drums, and they should cry their war cries, and they should go out to war. But this is also a death month. That death, this month, there was no warfare, and people were at peace. They didn't have worry. Their traveling they could do with ease and peace. It was with security. There was no worry. Rajab is also the name of a heavenly stream, a stream in Jannah, and a stream which is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and more cooler than snow. And this is only exclusive for those people who fast in the month of Rajab. They will drink of that. So if a person, this stream or which is a name, Rajab, which is in Jannah, and it is whiter than milk. And also, as somebody has explained so beautifully, there will be the rivers of milk, but no cows in Jannah, which shows Allah doesn't need cows for milk. And it will be sweeter than honey, but no bees in Jannah. Allah is not in need of bees for honey also. It is all there also in this world. Allah, it is in Allah's qudrat that Allah Ta'ala gives. And more cooler than snow. And this will be exclusive for those people who keep roza in this month. So we should try to get ourselves into the group. And really, Rajab, great month. But the month of Ramadan, how great it is. And this all rozas is to get us in the group for the great month of Ramadan. Shaban, rozas, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the most rozas he kept in any month. Besides the month of Ramadan, where all the rozas are kept, there was the month of Shaban. So it shows that these rozas are very, very great. And all this, from this we should understand that the dua after Adhan, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib, Damat Barakatum, has explained, Jazahum Allah Khair, the dua after Adhan is, Allahumma Rabba, hadihi da'wati tamma. It is a da'wati tamma, complete da'wat, and in which the greatness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the risalat, the prophethood of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the formula for success, coming to namaz, and again the greatness of Allah, and ending up again with the greatest, the tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So that is da'wat-e-tamma. It looks like it's everything. And it has been called da'wat-e-tamma. But no matter how great Adhan is, and definitely very great Adhan is, but really if we see, it cannot compare with namaz. What namaz is, Adhan is great, very, very great. But what namaz is, then Adhan becomes like a shadow in front of namaz. Adhan becomes like very small in front of the great ibadat of namaz. Like that, all the efforts of deen, whichever efforts they are, compared to deen themselves, the deen is the greatest. And many times we just get caught up in the effort and deen doesn't come into our lives. Deen is what is required. Just giving Adhan, it is da'wat-e-tamma. And whole day, 24 hours we give Adhan. We understand that person, Jannat, Allah is in Allah's hands. But that person will have to go to a mental hospital. If he is giving Adhan the whole day, he'll have to go to a mental hospital. And namaz is the main thing. Like that, deen is the main thing. To get deen into our lives. And deen is the amal of deen. Namaz, roza, zakat, akhlaq, muasharat be correct, muamalat be correct. All the different departments of deen be correct. And then more higher than that also are the sifat. We don't find anywhere in the Quran Sharif that Allah has promised His help with amal. That promised His help with namaz. We don't read, Inna Allaha ma'al musallin. Inna Allaha ma'al saimin. With sifat, with qualities. Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ All these qualities, Allah is with those people. And amal is that period that you are in the amal. Roza for a wrong period. 12 hours, 15 hours, some places 18, 20 hours roza. But it's not continuous. Namaz, for that period you are in namaz. Zakat, the time you are giving your zakat. Hajj, those 5 days of hajj. So those are limited to that. But sifat are all the time. If a person has got taqwa in him, while he's sleeping he's got taqwa. While he's in the toilet he's got taqwa. All the time taqwa. And Allah is with those people who have got taqwa. Allah is with those people who have got the sifat of ihsan, kindness. So those are the qualities that we have to get. We go in Jamaat, for example, a student becomes an alim, and after that he gets ilm. Going in Jamaat, we learned all the work of Jamaat. We learned the 6 numbers. We learned all the usul, how to spend our time. But if we didn't get the sifat, Then the sawab, inshallah, Allah will give. We came home, everyone will be happy. We are giving karguzari. People are eager to listen. But if a person came back with the istighfar, now he's got, for example, the quality of ihsan, kindness. And he comes home, and from the time he comes home with kindness, he brought a present also for his wife. Now he should be showing her so much more kindness, and she is also shocked and surprised. I never ever experienced this from my husband. Now he's helping her with her household chores. Her mistakes he's overlooking. That will be the biggest dawah. She will tell all family, women, friends, neighbors, send your husband also in jamaat. I saw that my husband went, and what a big change. And an alim who has got these qualities also in him. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, for a proposal should always advise that look if he has got tolerance in him. If he's soft-hearted, kind-hearted, give your daughter to a person who is soft-hearted, kind-hearted. And now if that alim has got that, the wife will be very happy she married him. That he's treating her kindly, not shouting, screaming, fighting all the time, or threatening her with divorce all the time, threatening her with getting married all the time to another woman. All this making her life miserable, making her life like Jahannam. And if the deen comes in him, then she will say, I was in Jahannam, now he put me into Jannah. My life has become so enjoyable. So these qualities we have to have. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, in Ahkam al-Quran writes that the exclusive characteristic of this month of Rajab is and the Ashur-e-Hurum. It is that whatever good a person will do in this month, it will stay with him for the rest of the year. And whatever wrong he gives up in this month, he will stay away from it from the rest of the year. So this is a period, this 1 month here, the other 3 months. And we know we all have got our weaknesses. We've got our bad habits. Our eyes are not under control. Our tongue is not under control. There are many things. For a short period, make particular effort on this. And the rest of the year, we won't have to make effort. It will be there. It will have been done for us. In the same way, our namazes, we are weak. We are not punctual with our namazes properly. Become punctual. Many of us, our takbir-e-ula, we don't pay any attention to it. For this few months, pay proper attention. And the rest of the year, we won't have to do it. It will just come automatically. All these things, whatever else, our tilawat, many of us, our yaseen is not in place. Our Ayatul Kursi, our Surah Fatiha, we are not reading, and great valuable things. The ayat, Qulillahumma Malik al-Mulk, Shahid Allah, great ayat, great valuable treasure. But for many of us, it's not still in our life. During this period, do this, and then see, it will just come automatic. And we do it for the rest of the year, what we have to do, and stay away from what we have to stay away. Then the rest of the year it will come. Next year, if Allah gives us the life till next year, well more. And in a few years, we will become great wali. And in this way, we can progress tremendously. There are some people, one person that I have seen myself, our Maulana Mansur Sahib. Toward the end, how rapidly and how greatly his condition not only improved, but it soared to the heavens. How his condition turning towards deen, etc., rapidly and very greatly. On the other hand, Allah forgive us and save us. We see other people, their condition deteriorating very rapidly. And they're going in the wrong direction, and mort is lurking in front. So Allah give us tawfiq that we be going, and this is the occasion. These months that we just observe them, and Allah will make us soar and go high. with good qualities. They will just come naturally into our lives. We, all that effort normally we have to do. Many people write for tahajjud, we manage, we don't manage. We want to make, but we don't again get up. Many for fajr, our fajr we must eat also. But just do it in this month and all good qualities. It is a special characteristic of this month that Allah Ta'ala will bring it to all the good, do it, and it will come permanently in our life. And every year increase, and where we will reach very soon. And all our bad qualities, just take that particular care. Like normally we think, oh life, I must control my eyes. Just think, only this one month, let me control my eyes. That won't be so difficult. But then for the rest, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy, inshallah. Therefore, we should make the best of this time. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, right? It's a terrible loss for a person who doesn't make the best of this time. Not only appreciating it, but making the best out of it. There is a time, really, that it is a real season, and we can harvest, and we can gain so much if we take the care. And it will be a great deprivation, a great loss for a person if he doesn't appreciate this month. And in this month, another great, this Ashur-e-Hurum, this 4 months, of which this is the first month now in this sequence, the rewards of good deeds are increased very greatly, magnified very much. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that though when the reward of deeds are increased, and one easy way to increase, magnify, multiply, compound the reward is to read the simple dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On whichever amal this dua is read, that dua becomes so big that the normal scale that will be on the day of Qiyamah won't be big enough to measure his amal. And a special scale will be brought. Because the amal, smallest amal, whether it is just showing somebody direction, something picking up from the masjid, or on the road, or just smiling with your Muslim brother, any good deed, read this dua, the reward will become so big that the normal scale will not be enough. And from there it appears that the amal of these months also are such, that the good deeds of this month, the normal scale won't be enough. And the big scale will have to be brought in to weigh the amal of this month. And another frightening, scary thing, which we all should take heed of, that during these months, this 4 months, the punishment for sins is also increased. Normally, the rule in Shariat and Islam is that for good deeds, the minimum extra Allah Ta'ala gives is 10 times more. And up to 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu limen yasha. And even more than that Allah gives, according to our niyyah, sincerity, the occasion that we did that amal, etc., the reward goes even more. And guna, just the niyat, a thought of a guna is no guna. The thought of a sawab that I want to do it, already sawab is written. You haven't done it also. But the thought and you want to make a guna, when you determine, I'm definitely going to make, then you are taken to task. And when you commit the guna, then only one guna is written. Allah doesn't multiply it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the reason for this is that Allah Ta'ala has made all the means for every person to become successful. That the good deeds that we do, Allah multiplies the rewards. And the guna is only left to that limit. So guna sound only that one guna we do, one guna we get. Sin we commit, one guna. But during these months, the gunas also are also multiplied. They also become, and so big they become, Allah save us, like a person who is in a state of ihram, and committing a guna in the state of ihram, and then in the haram sharif, he commits a guna. How terrible isn't that? And we should be very careful, our cell phone. Today for guna, we don't even have to go out of the house. With the cell phone, we are involved in what big gunas. Even just being on the groups and what is being posted on the groups and all wrong things. Somebody makes a joke about Deen, for example, and just our smiling at that message. And worse, if we forward it, we share it with others. And what is the condition of our iman after that? If a person drinks liquor, which is terrible, it's haram, totally one of the big gunas to drink liquor. And it is the root of all other gunas and wrongs also. But he regards this as haram, he won't go out of the fold of Islam. He drinks it, it's a very big guna. But if he drinks it and he reads Bismillah before drinking, or he reads ayats of the Quran Sharif, or he gives azan before he drinks it, then that is very, very, very dangerous. Like that, this World Cup, those who followed it, wrong, big haram, wastage of time, extravagance, everything what you, ways of the kuffar, it's not our, everything you can think is wrong in it. But if we now, that we, if a person with all this azan that was given before the, all this haram, and all the ayats of the Quran that are recited, makes it very, very dangerous. So we should be very, very careful. So in this month, gunas are also magnified, multiplied, compounded, and very greatly. At the same time, think, Allah give us all tawfiq. If a person makes wudu at home and he comes for his farz namaz, for his namaz to the masjid, then it is like he put on ihram and he's going for hajj. So lot sawab ijan. Every day, every namaz, we make our wudu at home and we come and we come for namaz, we get the sawab like a person put on ihram and he's going for hajj. And gunas in this month is like in the state of ihram. And in the haram we are committing guna. And part of the haram is the haram sharif itself also. Masjidul haram. And to commit a guna in any masjid. And in Baitul haram. And today Allah Ta'ala protect us. The videos, the films that are films being made right at the Kaaba. Right at Rosa Mubarak. All these terrible gunas which are taking place there. And then Allah, I hope it's not a true report, but many reports have come that the Arab girls are now making their tawaf, putting on men's ihram. And their shoulders are left open also. Now right at the Kaaba, even if you are just going for your Hajj Umrah, for your Umrah, and now you bump in those people, you are around them. And how terrible, isn't it? It comes also, there are many people who go for Hajj Umrah and come back clean from sins. And there are many who go and come back burdened with much more sins. In the same way, a person goes to the bathroom, toilet, wudu, and he comes free out of the word guna. And on the other hand, a person goes toilet, makes wudu, but comes burdened with guna. He didn't do his istinja properly, didn't do his wudu properly, ankles are not washed, elbows are not washed. We should be very careful. And when washing our hand, we should also take care of our thumb. If we take it for granted, but you're washing your hand, and many times the thumb gets left out. The thumb must be made sure that it also. Another point where we should be very careful, when washing our legs, the toes at the bottom, where they meet the feet, that little cavity there, not just passing water is not enough. Dalak, rubbing is necessary. That we rub that, and between the toes also. Especially those people whose toes are like joined, their toes are a bit more fatty. And they are like together the toes to make sure that we wash in between. And khilal after the wudu, again more precaution. So all this is very important. So how many of us, we come for namaz, for many of us the namaz took us for mi'raj. And the others, the namaz is made in a dirty rag and thrown back at that person. So Allah Ta'ala save us and guide us towards righteousness, inshallah. And then the roza, it is narrated in a hadith which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah is quoted in Behishti Zewar. During this Ashur-e-Hurum, a person who keeps Roza Thursday, Friday and Saturday, he gets the sawab of 700 years of Ibadah. However, if this falls on the 13th for the 10th of Zulhijjah, Roza 10, 11 and 12 and 13. 10, 11, 12 and 13 of Zulhijjah, if this Thursday, Friday, Saturday fall there, it is haram to keep Roza. 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. No, 10, 11, 12, and 13, 14. To keep rozas those days is haram. So if that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday fall in those days, then there is no roza in those days. But besides that, roughly about 16 weekends we get. But also it happens, many other things come up and you cannot keep those rozas. So as many as we can, especially those 3 days, and of course, Monday, Thursday, Roza, Ayyam-e-Bidh, Roza, and how much more we can keep, very fortunate. And if we just keep in mind that we will get that water of Rajab, which is that special stream in Jannah, the water of which is more whiter than milk, more sweeter than honey, more cooler than milk, than snow, and it is exclusive for those people who keep Roza in this month of Rajab. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, guide us to righteousness. Time is very little, and this precious moment, the time has become even more valuable. Like for example, when people are invited for a meal, then for 40 days, the effect of the food remains in the body, and the 40 days ibadat will be going to those people who invited you. And the one dua is also that Allah send the abrar to come and eat. And if you do that, the quality of the ibadat of the abrar, their rozas, their tahajjud, we are sleeping, we are eating, and that quality of ibadat comes into our lives. So like that, this if the ibadat of these months is also so valuable. We can, the other months we can keep, but it won't have that value. Allah give us tawfiq to really appreciate this month and this great season which has come now and get prepared for Ramadan.